on the road with Ozark Marketing. Unwrapping the Ozarks. Now.
We're broadcasting live and local from Jay Brothers in Ava. This is part of our Unwrap the Ozarks tour across different towns here across the southern portion of Missouri, right along the border and on the other side, too. I'm from Ava. Ava is kind of a unique place, and this is certainly one of the more unique businesses that we've had to talk about so far in our few trips that we've had thus far unwrapping the Ozarks. Gentleman to my right is named Jeremy Myers, and his company is Snowbird Banjo Company. And I don't know that I've ever spoken with anyone this year or any other time that has a business like yours. Do you build instruments, or do you repair instruments, or do you do both?
I build banjos primarily, and I also repair every instrument that has strings on it. So I haven't quite gotten into the brass instruments yet, but mostly just stringed instruments.
If I walked in with a dulcimer or something like that, you could work. I'm sure you've probably worked on those.
Yeah, I've worked on those a whole lot.
Yeah. And people can come to you also with instruments that need to be not only fixed, but a lot of the time there are kind of family legacy things that they're very particular with, and I'm sure being a musician yourself, you understand that totally.
Yeah, I often have people bring me boxes of parts of instruments, and they say, can you make this work again? It used to work when I was a kid. So that's the kind of thing that I do a lot of repairs. I bring it as back to as original as I can, and sometimes they want to go a little beyond original.
What, obviously, you have a love for music, or you couldn't be involved in doing what you do. What got you started playing music and interested enough to fix things?
Well, I started playing the harmonica at the age of 5, and then I started guitar at 7. And then, until I was 22, I began to play fiddle, and then banjo, and I just kept going with all the instruments. I enjoy playing music. It is kind of my release to escape, everything. And it's something that I've just kept at over the years. I've done it for almost 40 years now, and with my band now, One More Dollar, we perform all over the place, and it really helps to keep the music Ozarks focused that way.
Now, for someone listening that says, my father had an old ukulele, but I'd really like to get it refurbished, or whatever the case might be, whatever the instrument might be, what is the best way to get hold of you to find out about getting some work done?
Yeah, I have a website at snowbirdbanjocompany.com or snowbirdmusiccompany.com also. And you can email me through there, or you can give me a call at 417-543-3104.
That's a unique name, Snowbird. Did you come here from someplace else, or is that just sounded good?
My trademark is a snowbird owl, and that was kind of the main thing that I was interested in, was trying to maintain that owl look. Is like something out of a Vega banjo from the 1920s or 1880s area, and so I designed my own trademark off the snowbird owl.
Jeremy, give me that phone number one more time, because I know there's got to be someone listening, at least someone listening, that's thinking, and I got to talk to this guy.
It is 417-543-3104.
Great pleasure to talk to you, Jeremy, and not your business is very interesting and very unique, but it's something that can perpetuate a legacy of music in a family, and that's something that you can't really put a dollar amount on. So thank you so much for coming over to talk.
Thank you. And if you get the Rural Missouri magazine, I did have an article in there back in 2019, August edition, I think it was, and they did a little piece on me in there, so you can learn more there too as well.
Rural Missouri is a great magazine. Jeremy Myers, thank you very much, and all the best to you. Thanks for coming over today.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're back with more as we broadcast in Ava at Jay Brothers. We're here, Unwrap the Ozarks, up till 2 on the Ozark Radio Network.